The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. It's time for Tech Thursday. Andy O'Donoghue is with us. And Andy, there's not much time left in the school holidays, but either for primary school kids or secondary school students, is there a benefit in getting them involved in doing summer work on coding?
Absolutely, Matt. There is a benefit for them. And it is, to be honest, it's kind of an essential skill now for the next generation as people enter the workforce, no matter what they're going to do. It's kind of become like reading and writing in a sense, because coding helps children develop problem-solving skills, logical thinking and creativity. And so kids who learn to code can understand the technology they use every day and the tech that they are going to use in their jobs, no matter what they do. So coding is absolutely important, and it's fun, and it benefits your long-term career.
At what stage should you start it? And if you didn't start it in primary school, is it too late to start it even deep into secondary school?
It is not too, it's never too late to start coding. And there are lots of courses that we can talk about in a minute. But regardless of your age, if you are, you know, 5 or 6, it's a good time. If you're starting secondary school and you think, oh, I want to learn Python. Or if you're retired and you want to have some logical brain testing fun in your life, try it.
Okay. Coder Dojo is something we featured prominently on this programme when it started, oh, it must be over a decade ago. How's it still going?
Yeah, it's been a tremendous success. And Coder Dojo is this global network of these free, volunteer-led, community-based programming clubs for young people, essentially. That's it. In Ireland, there are numerous Coder Dojos where kids can learn to code. And they have a really good map on their website, coderdojo.com. You go, you click find, you select Ireland and your city. And you can say, find me Coder Dojos within 5 miles or 10 miles.
And that's where you go together, sit together, sort of a community of its own way, rather than necessarily doing it online.
Exactly. And a lot of kids like that. And I suppose parents are keen to get their kids out and to socialise, to be with other kids who are interesting. And, you know, you've got the volunteers, you've got the community support. And because you have other kids in the class with you, they're encouraged to collaborate. And the creativity element is important. So it's really good place to go and learn from mentors and peers.
What about Scratch?
Scratch is really interesting because it's one that we don't use that much in this country, but I came across a teacher recently who used it. And it's an MIT project, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And as I mentioned, teachers, it actually has the ability to set up teacher accounts for your class. So what they do have, though, the core bit of it is free online access for kids and parents to start programming. So it's a programming language and an online community. And the idea is that kids write their own interactive stories, games, little animations. It's used in school quite a lot in America. And why I really like it is it's nice for younger age kids. It's got this very kind of user-friendly drag and drop interface. So it's like, you know, moving the mouse around your screen. There's a library of various functions that you can use and really good tutorials. And it's perfect for younger kids and a great introduction for them.
Code.org?
Code.org is one of the world's biggest organizations, I suppose. And they work on the principle that every student in every school should have the opportunity to learn computer science. And they run this thing, or they use this kind of line of the hour of code. The idea is basically a bit more advanced to learn the fundamentals of computer science with the free hour of code activities. Again, they've got drag and drop coding blocks, but there are hundreds of these hour long options to choose from. And they have really kind of engaging game-based learning, and it is really suitable for beginners. So I love code.org.
And a lot of this is, we're talking about, is free, isn't it?
But many of them are free, yes.
Okay. What about the Khan Academy? K-H-A-N.
And Khan Academy also run their an hour of code idea. Khan Academy have these very well structured courses for kids that they have a more academic approach to learning coding. And but as well as code, they have the hour of web pages and an hour of databases. So if you're a little bit older or you've done a bit of coding and you want to learn, OK, so what are databases? Is that where they keep lots of data and analyze it. How do they work? So you learn to manipulate data in a database and you make your own custom database. Same with web pages. You learn how to make web pages with HTML and CSS. And actually what they do is that lesson ends up with you create your own greeting card, which is very sweet. So Khan Academy have loads of courses about everything, but it is more academic. And so a kid, perhaps a child who's a bit more structured in their thinking will enjoy that one.
Now, what about Tinker, spelled T-Y-N-K-E-R?
And Tinker uses the principle of game-based learning. They've got, why I like Tinker is they have these very nice kind of step-by-step coding challenges. So this kind of reward. The kids are pushed to get to the next level. And of course, we know from games that that's now, I suppose, how computers have already taught kids to think about that. But as you go on through those steps, the projects grow in complexity. And there's a very clear progression path. It's not scattered learning. It's aimed at kids of all ages. And between the game-based learning and the coding challenges, they have really good projects that help kids learn progressively.
App creation for children. Tell us about what can be done here.
So, and it's one of the things, you know, I mean, in every household in the country, there's probably, you know, a child who thinks they're going to make a $1 million app. A few of them probably will. But making apps is a little bit more difficult. And one of the easiest ways to start, we mentioned MIT. MIT, your listeners can Google it online. They have a thing called the MIT App Inventor. And there's also a platform called Thunkable, T-H-U-N-K, Thunkable. And they use drag and drop interfaces. So you literally drag your bits, you put it together, and you can create a functional app without writing complex code. And writing apps can be very complex. But kids can start using those two. They follow the tutorials, guides them through the process of creating the basic app. And then as you go on, you take on more complex projects. And so you can add things like location or connect to email and referencing data that's on the phone. So if kids really want to be ahead by the time they get to college or by the time they get to secondary school, MIT App Inventor or Thunkable are brilliant.
Okay, is there a plan you can set down for your child, no matter what age, to ask them to follow?
There is a plan, and I suppose the first thing I think that people should probably do is encourage the kids to start coding projects related to their interests. And so they might like a game. Well, then why don't they create a game? They might like animation. Why don't they create some animation? They might have a favorite football team or band. Why not create a website? So start with the interests, then do use the online resources, things like Scratch or Code.org or Khan Academy. Coda Dojo, if you want to get out of the house and join a community, is a great opportunity for kids to do that. Encourage the kids to set realistic goals.
What do you mean by that, though?
And what I mean by that is computer science is a difficult discipline. If you go to college and study it, it's going to take you 3 or 4 years. And, you know, it's a hard job and an enjoyable one and a complex one. And you go to a lot of classes if you study. So start with small projects that build confidence, and maybe they'll never end up pursuing a computer science degree or getting a programming job, but they'll get the knowledge that helps with that critical logical thinking.
But the final point you have here for me, I think, is a really important one. Encourage persistence.
I think it's really important, particularly now. Don't forget, we have this huge drop in attention span. You and I have suffered from it. In the last 10 years, it has fallen. We now have abysmal attention spans. We live in a world where nobody likes disappointed. No one likes to be disappointed. So coding involves problem solving and debugging. So kids, by coding, learn to persevere, meet the challenge, get over the hurdle and continue their journey.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.